Following is a frost advisory issued by the National Weather Service in Paducah, Kentucky. The National Weather Service has issued a frost advisory for part of southeast Missouri, southern Illinois, northwest Kentucky, and southwest Indiana for tonight. The advisory area is located along and north of a line from Marble Hill and Cape Girardeau, Missouri, eastward to Anna and Dixon Springs, Illinois, and onward to Morganfield and Owensboro, Kentucky. A few cities included in the advisory are Evansville, Mount Vernon, Carbondale, Carmi, Perryville, and Harrisburg. Partly cloudy skies, along with north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, will be the rule during the evening hours. However, skies are expected to clear later tonight, allowing for the significant loss of daytime heating. Winds are also expected to lighten up, producing conditions favorable for the development of frost. Areas of frost are expected in the advisory area toward the morning hours. Any businesses, growers, and individuals with crops and plants extremely sensitive to frost should consider covering or bringing them in overnight. The colder overnight temperatures are expected to persist through the weekend, so you should continue to monitor NOAA and the radio, as well as commercial television and radio for further statements regarding this early fall cold snap.
This is NOAA Weather Radio Station WXM 429 near Marion, Illinois, serving the southern Illinois area. This broadcast originates at the National Weather Service Forecast Office in Paducah, Kentucky. Looking at the latest weather maps, the large cold area of Canadian high pressure will continue to build south across the central United States through the weekend. The result will be temperatures that will be well below normal, along with a persistent north to northwest wind and lower humidity levels. This cold Canadian air mass will bring the area its first chance of a frost this autumn. Your National Weather Service forecast for southern Illinois. Frost advisory tonight. Tonight, partly cloudy, then clearing overnight with areas of frost developing along and north of Route 146. Low 30 to 35. North wind 5 to 10 miles an hour, diminishing late. Saturday, partly sunny and unseasonably cool. High 50 to 55. North wind 5 to 15 miles an hour. Saturday night, becoming mostly cloudy. Low 30 to 35. Sunday, mostly cloudy. High near 50. And the extended forecast. Sunday night, partly cloudy. Low 30 to 35. Monday, mostly clear. High 60 to 65. Tuesday, clear. Low 35 to 40. High 65 to 70. Wednesday, clear. Low in the middle to upper 40s. High in the lower 70s. Here are the 5 p.m. observations for the southern Illinois area. At Marion, under sunny skies, it was 55 degrees. Dew point was 39. The relative humidity 54%. Wind was northwest at 12 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.26 inches and steady. At Mount Vernon, under fair skies, it was 52 degrees. Dew point was 34. The relative humidity 50%. Wind was north at 6 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.32 inches and rising. At Cape Girardeau, under mostly sunny skies, it was 56 degrees. Dew point 37. The relative humidity was 49%. Wind was north at 8 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.29 inches and rising. At Paducah, under mostly sunny skies, it was 56 degrees. Dew point was 40. The relative humidity 55%. Wind was north at 9 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.25 inches and steady. Elsewhere, at St. Louis, under partly sunny skies, it was 49 degrees. The wind was north at 13 miles an hour, gusting to 21. At Poplar Bluff, under mostly sunny skies, it was 58 degrees. The wind was northeast at 9 miles an hour. At Blytheville, Arkansas, under sunny skies, it was 62 degrees. The wind was northeast at 14 miles an hour. Outside the immediate region, at Evansville, it was sunny, with a temperature of 56. It was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 59 at Hopkinsville, Fort Campbell, 54 at Lawrenceville, Vincennes, 46 at Decatur, 48 at Rolla, Missouri, and 62 at Memphis. It was partly sunny, with a temperature of 46 at Columbia, Missouri, and 60 at Nashville.